Book 4, Chapter 1. How when Duzdedit died, Wighard was sent to Rome to receive the episcopate. But he died there, and so Theodore was ordained archbishop, and sent into Britain with the abbot Hadrian. In the above-mentioned year of the aforesaid eclipse, and of the pestilence which followed it immediately, in which also Bishop Colman, being overcome by the united effort of the Catholics, returned home, Duzdedit, the sixth bishop of the Church of Canterbury, died on the 14th of July. Earconbert, also King of Kent, departed this life the same month and day, leaving his kingdom to his son Egbert, who held it for 9 years. The see then became vacant for no small time, until the priest Wighard, a man of great learning in the teaching of the Church, of the English race, was sent to Rome by King Egbert and Oswy, king of the Northumbrians, as was briefly mentioned in the foregoing book, with a request that he might be ordained Archbishop of the Church of England, and at the same time presents were sent to the Apostolic Pope, and many vessels of gold and silver. Arriving at Rome, where Vitalian presided at that time over the Apostolic See, and having made known to the aforesaid Apostolic Pope the occasion of his journey, he was not long after carried off, with almost all his companions who had come with him, by a pestilence which fell upon them. But the Apostolic Pope, having consulted about that matter, made diligent inquiry for someone to send to be Archbishop of the English Churches. There was then in the monastery of Nyridanum, which is not far from Naples in Campania, an abbot called Hadrian, by nation an African, well versed in Holy Scripture, trained in monastic and ecclesiastical teaching, and excellently skilled both in the Greek and Latin tongues. The Pope, sending for him, commanded him to accept the bishopric and go to Britain. He answered that he was unworthy of so great a dignity, but said that he could name another, whose learning and age were more fit for the episcopal office. He proposed to the Pope a certain monk named Andrew, belonging to a neighboring monastery, and who was judged worthy of a bishopric by all who knew him. But the weight of bodily infirmity prevented him from becoming a bishop. Then again Hadrian was urged to accept the episcopate, but he desired a respite, to see whether in time he could find another to be ordained bishop. There was at that time in Rome a monk called Theodore, known to Hadrian, born at Tarsus in Cilicia, a man instructed in secular and divine writings, as also in Greek and Latin, of high character and venerable age, being 66 years old. Hadrian proposed him to the Pope to be ordained bishop, and prevailed, but upon the condition that he should himself conduct him into Britain, because he had already travelled through Gaul twice upon different occasions, and was, therefore, better acquainted with the way, and was, moreover, sufficiently provided with men of his own. As also, to the end that, being his fellow labourer in teaching, he might take special care that Theodore should not, according to the custom of the Greeks, introduce anything contrary to the truth of the faith into the church where he presided. Theodore, being ordained subdeacon, waited 4 months for his hair to grow, that it might be shorn into the shape of a crown, for he had before the tonsure of St. Paul, the apostle, after the manner of the Eastern people. He was ordained by Pope Vitalian, in the year of our Lord 668, on Sunday, the 26th of March, and on the 27th of May was sent with Hadrian to Britain. They proceeded together by sea to Marseille, and thence by land to Arles, and having there delivered to John, archbishop of that city, Pope Vitalian's letters of recommendation, were by him detained till Ebroin, the king's mayor of the palace, gave them leave to go where they pleased. Having received the same, Theodore went to Agilbert, bishop of Paris, of whom we have spoken above, and was by him kindly received, and long entertained. But Hadrian went first to Emma, bishop of the Senones, and then to Faro, bishop of the Melody, and lived in comfort with them a considerable time, for the approach of winter had obliged them to rest wherever they could. King Egbert, being informed by sure messengers that the bishop they had asked of the Roman prelate was in the kingdom of the Franks, sent thither his reeve, Raedfrid, to conduct him. He, having arrived there, with Ebroin's leave, took Theodore and conveyed him to the port called Quaitavik, where, falling sick, he stayed some time, and as soon as he began to recover, sailed over into Britain. But Ebroin detained Hadrian, suspecting that he went on some mission for the emperor to the kings of Britain, to the prejudice of the kingdom of which he at that time had the chief charge. However, when he found that, in truth, he had never had any such commission, he discharged him, and permitted him to follow Theodore. As soon as he came to him, Theodore gave him the monastery of the blessed Peter the Apostle, where the archbishops of Canterbury are wont to be buried, as I have said before. For at his departure, the apostolic lord had enjoined upon Theodore that he should provide for him in his province, and give him a suitable place to live in with his followers.